Okay. Hi, my name is Victoria Schnapper. I am 15 years old. Today is December 8th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Igor Schnapper, who is my dad. We are recording in San Jose, California. Okay. First question. For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know?
Yes, the most important thing that I learned in my life that I want all my kids to remember, it's you make your own decisions. Don't let anyone make decisions for you. Thinking for yourself is very important. Doesn't matter how thought out and proper somebody else's wisdom sounds, you always have to make your own decision.
Very poetic. Okay, next question. What are your hopes for me and for my children?
My hope for you and your my grandchildren is to be happy, to actually achieve enough to be happy in life. I don't really care if you're the most important politician or the most important person in your group. I just want you to be happy. And the same for the children. And of course, I want the children to be at least minimally taken care of. When I can't help you anymore.
Wow, very cool. Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
That would be my mathematics teacher. He back in Soviet Union. He was my teacher from 7th grade to 10th grade, so that would be 3 years during the Soviet times. So he was very, very demanding. He made us all do a lot of extra work, but at the same time, we felt that he respects people who are smart, who pay attention, who are actually interested in what he's learning. Even though he was mean to every one of us, we all learned that at the end of the day, the lessons that he taught us are very important. One, you have to rely on yourself. Two, you actually have to know things. And three, well, try to be less mean than he was.
Wait, he taught you that?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Well, I'm grateful actually for a lot of things. One, I'm grateful I don't really have to struggle every day. There's certainly very little crime I have to worry about. And my job is not as complicated as, jobs of people even a few generations ago. I provide enough without my wife working for our entire family to live comfortably in actually one of the more expensive areas in the United States. And I believe we have enough savings to live, or we'll have enough savings to live for our kids, to help them get started.
Yeah, I think that's it, right? Okay, cool. Dylan.
This has been a recording.
No, you want to finish?